Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Take 10. This is Desiree DuBois, founder of An Empowered Woman. It's a women's membership-based networking community and resource center for women who are starting, fixing, and building their businesses. We do that through our radio shows, webinars, seminars, TV shows, and awesome live events. And we also want to share different experts and resources for our community. So today I have the pleasure of speaking with John Bargacidi, and he is the founder of E4 Health and Wellness. They're a mission-based organization dedicated to transforming the lives of people with pre-diabetes or diabetes. Good morning, John. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Desiree. I am doing fine. Thank you for having me on your show.
You're welcome. Do you feel empowered?
I feel very empowered. I am doing great and excited about our work with people that have diabetes and prediabetes. You know, type 2 diabetes is something that could affect 1 in 3 of us in our lifetimes, and many people have it today and don't even know it. You know, it even affects people who have healthy weight, are fit, and eat what looks like a healthy diet, but because of stress. You know, how many right now have just checked your phone since this podcast began? You know, this means that entrepreneurs like us are at a higher risk just because of the stress and our daily way we eat out, and we're just all in this really fast-paced world. And it's something that is a risk for many of us. And, you know, one of the big questions that people sometimes have is they hear from the doctor that this is something that they have and it's forever. But did you know that it can actually be reversed?
Oh, no, I didn't hear about that. I didn't know that. And I think once backing up a little bit, I'm really surprised to hear that the statistics are so large. And is that just throughout the United States, across the board, men, women, certain age groups? Is it just certain demographics that seem to be most affected by it?
Yeah, the statistics are large because there's a lot of people who have it and don't even know it. What happens is the standard checks that you do at your doctor for your yearly physical aren't usually enough to detect if someone has the early stages of diabetes, and it can go on for many, many years before it's detected. So there's a lot of people that could be right now having low stages of diabetes and not really know it, and they'll know it just because they're tired or just because other things in their body aren't quite working, but they wouldn't really detect it until it gets more advanced. So to answer your question about the age group, it usually affects people that are, you know, older age in terms of working age. So type 2 diabetes is adult onset, which means that it happens to adults. But one of the really scary and sad things that's happening right now is it's starting to appear even in children of 10, 12 years old, just because of the food and the diet that people are on.
And when you say that people don't know that they have it, is it any symptoms that they can watch for or, you know, we take note of?
So there's certainly symptoms. One of the symptoms is having these energy swings and being, you know, after if you eat a meal and then you have a lot of energy for a little bit, but then all of a sudden you're in this slump like an hour or two later, and then you have your coffee, and then to bring it back up. You know, I was in that boat. I was in the energy swing life for a while before a whole bunch of health issues came to mind, and my stress. You know, my body just after being on this treadmill of living an unhealthy diet and living an unhealthy life. It just caught up to me, and one day my body gave up. And then I realized, after doing a lot of research, what was the real cause, and it was related to the food and the lifestyle. And that's the beauty, is that you have the opportunity to actually reverse it, make a difference in your own lifestyle, and make changes by going to the root cause of changing the lifestyle instead of focusing on the meds or drinking coffee or drinking other stimulants to try and bring those energy levels back up when there's other more serious underlying causes.
So can you tell us more about then as far as, you know, the healthy lifestyle that you found that has been successful?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, one of the things is that a lifestyle based on eating whole foods that are unprocessed and that are part of a series of foods and a series of activities that really all bring everything back into balance. So one of the problems with people with type 2 diabetes, that the standard approach is the medication, because the goal is to lower the blood sugars. But the problem is that the reality is the cause is the insulin resistance. And that's what ties back into the lifestyle. So most people with type 2 diabetes actually have a pancreas, which is the organ in our body that produces the insulin that helps us get the energy from the food into our bodies, that's actually working really well, and it's actually working on overdrive. And so when our pancreas is working well and it's working even on overdrive, then the solution is really around the lifestyle, because the insulin resistance is what ties back into our lifestyle. So the food choices we make and the lifestyle choices we make, they are the ones that affect the insulin resistance. And so that's why when you have a choice to change your lifestyle, then you can have the opportunity to reduce that insulin resistance and bring that diabetes back into reversal. And that's one of the areas that we focus on in our organization, is having a 90-day program that helps people really be clear on what are the different areas that affect them. Because, you know, we are all different. So I might be able to eat one thing that is, might eat the same food, and it actually affects them differently, and it could have an impact on their blood sugar. So part of it is really doing a careful study and a careful analysis throughout the program of what are the particular foods in your case that are the ones that affect your blood sugars, and go through a process of understanding that and changing those so that you can get to the excellent and the optimal foods that will bring us back down to not having diabetes anymore and not even having prediabetes anymore, and getting back to optimal energy levels and avoiding the complications. You know, part of the big risk of diabetes, it's a silent, they call it a silent killer. It's really sad. I was just talking yesterday to someone who has who reversed his diabetes, and whose mother died from kidney failure and had a liver transplant and had her legs amputated. And it's, you know, that's just the worst way to die. I mean, all the complications come from diabetes. So just, but people don't realize it, because it just creeps up on you very slowly, year by year. And so because it's so slow, these complications just slowly increase little by little. And it's, you know, that's what really motivates me to keep working on this, is the possibility of having people not get those complications and go back to living a healthy, wonderful life.
When you talk about what motivates you, what is your life, what is your story? Why are you so passionate about this?
Yeah, so as I started to mention, I was on this treadmill of a healthy lifestyle, and then everything just caught up with me. My body gave up, and I had a whole series of diseases come together, one of them being prediabetes and pneumonia, and just my body essentially gave up, in terms of it said, I'm just not going to keep putting up with this. And it was like a wake-up moment for me to say, what is it that I'm going to do? Am I going to just keep the old lifestyle and trying to fix it with some meds, or am I going to find out what was really the cause? And so through my research, I found out that the diet and the lifestyle was really part of what was the underlying cause. And then when you fix the underlying cause, then you actually fix the problem, and then you're able to go into optimizing your life and having a different way of being. So I discovered that for myself, and then I am so happy to have now formed an organization with a team of experts that have also transformed their own lives and have been helping people with diabetes for decades. One person on our team is a PhD expert in nutrition that's been working with people in diabetes for 25 years. We have a nurse, diabetes educator, that's been working with people for 20 years. And, we just have an amazing team that everyone is really committed, as I am, to making sure that people with diabetes can get their life back.
And so you recently had some events, and you recently had some great results. I mean, actually, where people in a short period of time have been able to reverse their conditions. Share more about that.
Oh, it's amazing. Yes, we have we just finished running a program that started in September last year and is just finished. And we had, one of the participants in the program in just 6 weeks managed to reverse her diabetes. So she went from having type 2 diabetes back to pre-diabetes. And she lost 20 pounds. She lowered her cholesterol 80 points. And it's just, and her doctor, she went back to her doctor after that. And he said, he showed her her license. And he said, this person that came to me 2 months ago is not the same person I'm sitting in front of. So I'm just so excited that people are able to make these big transformations in their life. And it's not just diabetes, because it's diabetes goes along with a lot of other complications. So cholesterol, high blood pressure, heart disease, diabetes, they all really come together. So when you solve one, you really solve the combination.
I can imagine it's a healthy lifestyle will benefit you all the way across the board.
Yes, exactly right. Lowers your blood pressure, lowers your cholesterol, helps reduce the risk of stroke and heart attacks. It just helps you become a healthier person all around. And, the medical approach, it's a $14 billion business of having more and more pharmaceutical medicines, which if you're not going to change how you live, is certainly helpful, but it doesn't really completely solve the problem. They just slow down the progression of diabetes. And so if you really want to change the problem and you really want to get to the root cause, then you attack the lifestyle approach. And with our intensive support program, we have a retreat where everyone comes together for 3 days of intensive support. Everyone learns about all the material and all the ways in which you can approach the lifestyle and why. It's important for people to understand why it works and how it works. And then we support everyone through 3 full months plus a transition month of weekly support and blood tests. We do, we do a lot of blood tests. We do checks in the beginning. We do checks in the middle to make sure you're in progress and generally adjust the plan. Then we do a check at the end. So we have a complete 360 analysis wraparound program. We have recipes already set up by chefs that have been trying this out and already know how to do it. So we give you everything that you need to succeed in those 4 months.
Great. So what do you have? You have a lot of events that you've done, and you have some coming up, and you also, I know, have some audio or video or webinars. And how else can people become involved and find out more?
Absolutely. If you've been listening to this and you have questions, you're curious, you think, well, why hasn't my doctor mentioned about that I could actually have my diabetes be on the reversal process, and you're curious about how this might work, or you have questions about something that I've just said, we are right now offering some webinars where you can ask us questions. We have the next one coming up next Sunday, and we have a series of online material that you can look at. And so that's coming up. And our next program is starting in February. So if you want to join our intensive support program so that your reversal of diabetes, that success story, if you want to be our next success story, you can join us in our program. And you can find out more about that at the link below this interview, or you can give us a call at 415-200-1650, or go to our website at forbalance.org, and we'll be happy to answer your questions and give you the more information.
Thank you. John, so in parting, what empowering thoughts or what tips would you like to leave our listeners with today?
Thank you, Desiree. So I would close with just remembering the words of Zig Ziglar, who said, if you help enough people get what they want, you will get what you want. And I know that people in your audience are living their lives, empowering people and helping people get what they want. And I'm just so inspired by everyone that you work with. And it is what gives me the pleasure to keep on doing what I do every day, is realizing how lucky I am to help the people in our programs and helping them get their life back.
Well, we thank you, because life is, it's very, very precious, and if you have live a healthy life, it's even more valuable, because no matter what your dreams, your aspirations are, you can't do it unless you're really healthy. So thank you for bringing us the awareness, the information, and the opportunity to reverse diabetes and to get a healthier life. And I want to thank our listeners for joining us today, and should you have any questions or want more information, feel free to contact John directly at the numbers listed below in the description, or contact us at Empowered Woman at 818-865-8563. And until we meet again, stay empowered.